हो नाते बशर क्या कोई शायाने मोहम्मद, हो नाते बशर क्या कोई शायाने मोहम्मद, है जब के खुदा खुद ही सना खान मोहम्मद, है जब के खुदा खुद ही सना खान मोहम्मद, हो नाते बशर क्या कोई शायान मोहम्मद, है जब के खुदा खुद ही सना खान मोहम्मद, है आयत हक नाम खुदा शान मोहम्मद, है आयत हक नाम खुदा शान मोहम्मद, तफसीर उसी की है ये कुरान मोहम्मद, तफसीर उसी की है ये कुरान मोहम्मद, हो नात बशर क्या कोई शायान मोहम्मद, है जब के खुदा खुद ही सना खान मोहम्मद, हो जाए जो ये इश्क में कुर्बान मोहम्मद, हो जाए जो ये इश्क में कुर्बान मोहम्मद, कहलाए मेरी जान हजी जान मोहम्मद, कहलाए मेरी जान हजी जान मोहम्मद, हो नात बशर क्या कोई शायान मोहम्मद, है जब के खुदा खुद ही सना खान मोहम्मद, क्या बात है हजरत के इताअत के शरफ की, क्या बात है हजरत के इताअत के शरफ की, शाहान दो आलम है गुलामान मोहम्मद, शाहान दो आलम है गुलामान मोहम्मद, हो नात बशर क्या कोई शायान मोहम्मद, है जब के खुदा खुद ही सना खान मोहम्मद, इनकार नबी लाजिम इनकार अहद है, इनकार नबी लाजिम इनकार अहद है, इनकार नबी लाजिम इनकार अहद है, ईमान खुदा लाजिम ईमान मोहम्मद, ईमान खुदा लाजिम ईमान मोहम्मद, हो नात बशर क्या कोई शायान मोहम्मद, है जब के खुदा खुद ही सना खान मोहम्मद, सुन कहती है क्या आयत कुल फत्तबिउनी, सुन कहती है क्या आयत कुल फत्तबिउनी, महबूब खुदा ताबिए फरमान मोहम्मद, महबूब खुदा ताबिए फरमान मोहम्मद, हो नात बशर क्या कोई शायान मोहम्मद, है जब के खुदा खुद ही सना खान मोहम्मद, है ताअत हक सल्ले अला ताअत अहमद, है ताअत हक सल्ले अला ताअत अहमद, है ताअत हक सल्ले अला ताअत अहमद, क्या शान है क्या शान है क्या शान मोहम्मद, क्या शान है क्या शान है क्या शान मोहम्मद, हो नात बशर क्या कोई शायान मोहम्मद, है जब के खुदा खुद ही सना खान मोहम्मद, कैफियत नज़माई हमें पढ़ के अहादीस, کیفیت نظم آئی ہمیں پڑھ کے احادیث، دیکھا ہے یہی نثر میں دیوان محمد، دیکھا ہے یہی نثر میں دیوان محمد، ہو نعت بشر کیا کوئی شایان محمد، ہے جب کہ خدا خود ہی ثنا خان محمد، سب دیکھتے ہیں بہر شفاعت سوئے حضرت، سب دیکھتے ہیں بہر شفاعت سوئے حضرت، میدان قیامت ہوا میدان محمد، میدان قیامت ہوا میدان محمد، ہو نعت بشر کیا کوئی شایان محمد، ہے جب کہ خدا خود ہی ثنا خان محمد، جنت میں پہنچ جاؤں میں یا رب اسی صورت، جنت میں پہنچ جاؤں میں یا رب اسی صورت، چھوٹے نہ کبھی ہاتھ سے دامان محمد، جنت میں پہنچ جاؤں میں یا رب اسی صورت، جنت میں پہنچ جاؤں میں یا رب اسی صورت، چھوٹے نہ کبھی ہاتھ سے دامان محمد، چھوٹے نہ کبھی ہاتھ سے دامان محمد، ہو نعت بشر کیا کوئی شایان محمد، ہے جب کہ خدا خود ہی ثنا خان محمد، ہر ذکر پہ حضرت کے مزہ دیتا ہے کہنا، ہر ذکر پہ حضرت کے مزہ دیتا ہے کہنا، میں اور میرے ماں باپ ہوں قربان محمد، میں اور میرے ماں باپ ہوں قربان محمد، ہو نعت بشر کیا کوئی شایان محمد، ہے جب کہ خدا خود ہی ثنا خان محمد،
ماشاءاللہ. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most beloved students, and also sisters who listen over the receivers, and also our brothers who are sitting here. Just now they will complain you forgot about us. Sometimes you make a slip. Nevertheless, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, with His fazal, with His ihsan, with His karam, made it easy for us to spend 5 nights occupied in the different programs of Islah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with mukammal Islah. May He make our zahir and our batin according to Sharia. As I said, these days the catchword is Sharia compliant. Everything we say must be Sharia compliant. Tijarat must be Sharia compliant. MPL must be Sharia compliant. The banks must be Sharia compliant. The schools must be Sharia compliant. and so many other things which have got nothing to do with Sharia to also the same as make it Sharia compliant. So may Allah Ta'ala make our Zahir and Batin also Sharia compliant.
Amen.
Batin is extremely important. The inside. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He doesn't look at the Zahir. How much of wealth a person has, or what's the size of his body, how fit he and strong he is. Inna Allah yanzuru ila qulubikum. Allah Ta'ala looks at the hearts. That is where everything happens, inside the heart. That's why I mentioned that people always talk about the different conditions of the heart. We say the person has got a soft heart, the person has got a hard heart, the person has got a gentle heart, the person has got a warm heart, the person, he has got a strong heart, the person has got a weak heart, the person has got a sweet heart. So all the different things they talk about the heart. So this heart is a very strange thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made. You see, dil ke andar muhabbate paida hoti hai, aur isi dil ke andar adawate paida hoti hai. Isi dil ke andar noor aata hai, aur isi dil ke andar zulmat aati hai. Isi dil ke andar sukoon aata hai, aur isi dil ke andar bechaini aati hai. Isi dil ke andar yaad aati hai, aur isi dil ke andar ghaflat hoti hai. Ek hi dil, lekin kitni mukhtalif halat hai. How many different conditions of this heart. Within seconds a person's heart can change. Within seconds. Isi dil mein kufar hota hai, isi dil ke andar iman hota hai. Isi dil ke andar ikhlas hota hai, isi dil ke andar nifaq hota hai. Ek hi dil, zara si der mein ikhlas aur zara si riya aa gayi aur nifaq aa gaya. Iman tha, the person had iman, made one statement of kufr and finished, the condition of the heart changed. There was brightness in there, there was light in there, there was noor in there, that switched off, came away darkness. Darkness of kufr. That is the reason why all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they made effort on the heart. And all these majalis, that is what we are trying to do, make an effort on our hearts, that we create the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because when love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come, then all other things will become easy to do. Muhabbat is something that you can make a person move mountains. Aaj muhabbat ki kami hai hamare andar. I've got a whole list of questions here from the students. One of the questions is how to develop that love of Allah Ta'ala. Or how can we make things easy? So to make namaz, to fast, to give zakat, to go for hajj, to make jihad. Now all these things, to make it easy and pleasant and to make us look forward to it, we have to create love of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. And love of Allah Ta'ala will be created when we will ponder and reflect and meditate over His ni'mats upon us, His bounties upon us. Jitna Khuda Ta'ala ko yaad karenge aur jitni Khuda Ta'ala ke ehsanat ko yaad karenge, Allah Ta'ala ke hum par beshumar ehsanat, din, raat, hamare tamam gunahon ke bawajood, Allah Ta'ala kitna khilata hai, pilata hai, pehenne ke liye deta hai, sawari. He's giving us food, clothes, shelter, modes of transport to travel around in, air to breathe, our liver, heart, lungs, all functioning. Our eyes are seeing, our ears are hearing, our noses are smelling, inhaling, exhaling, how many ni'mats. In ta'uddu ni'matullahi la tuhsuha. So it is the mizaj and nature of a person that if somebody does ihsan upon him, then he becomes a ghulam of the person who has made ihsan. The bigger the ihsan, the bigger the ghulam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so much ihsanat. Now when we are going to ponder over it and reflect over it, then Allah ta'ala's muhabbat will come. And when muhabbat comes, to muhabbat ka lazimi natija ye hota hai. Okay, the lover does not want to offend, to displease the beloved. If he is a true lover, then he doesn't want to displease the beloved. So even if there was no jahannam, then to a believer would not indulge in sins because it displeases the beloved. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever he becomes naraz with, whatever he becomes displeased with, so we must not just stay away from those sins because Allah Ta'ala has created Jahannam and He'll put us into the fire of Jahannam if we have to disobey Him. We should have so much of love for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that we should think that how can we displease and disobey that Allah who is showering so much of bounties upon us? Our intelligence, from where is it? And does any person have control over it? Which person has got control? The greatest scientist also, he has no control over his intelligence or over his body. Inside what is happening, he doesn't know too. And that is the reason why many scientists, when they are traveling also, they say that all mustn't travel together. If they're working on some project, then they will say that 10 scientists who are working on a certain project mustn't travel together in one flight. Because if that plane crashes, to das gaye. So if they were such great scientists, then why are they so afraid? It shows that inside their hearts, even if they are atheists, but they are acknowledging that there is someone else that is controlling their lives. Aitiraf hai andar, lekin uska takabbur usko aitiraf karne nahi deta. Ghurur. So this is the purpose of these majalis. That by means of tilawat, of zikr, of bayan, waaz, nasihat, naat sharif, Quran sharif, we develop the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As I mentioned this morning, it's a new audience now. That the tilawat of the Quran sharif and the naat sharif, what is the purpose? It's not just entertainment, it is to plow the land of the heart so that when the seeds are planted of the waaz and nasihat, then it may germinate. So that we may not throw the seeds on barren land. If we throw the seeds on barren land, nothing will happen there. Our hearts are hard. Ghaflat has made it hard. Sins have made it hard. So now before the jalsa starts, before the program starts, we say read Quran Sharif, read Naat Sharif, so that it softens the heart. It plows the land. Before we start planting the seeds. It is not so that the crowd may come in. This morning I was discussing that. My mind just went on to something else when one of the students read Quran Sharif this morning. That generally what happens is that we say, let's see how many people came now, supposed to start at 10 o'clock, but we only have about 10-15 here, so therefore have Qirat. And we say, Qari Sahib, you must read a little long one because people are still coming. The Quran Sharif is being recited, waiting for the crowd to come. Just because the crowd hasn't come as yet, so we are saying must read a long Qirat. So is that the purpose of the recitation of the Quran Sharif? No. That means we must pass time. And that is what we are saying, it must pass time. So the Quran Sharif, Tilawat, the Naat Sharif. Naat Sharif, if somebody just talks, as I said, of the Gumbad-e-Khazra, it melts the heart. Talks about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then for a lover and ashik of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he just listens to that word Madina Sharif, listens to the word Green Dome, listens to the word Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam. Anything that is related to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it softens the heart. It melts the heart of the ashik. So that is the purpose, to soften that heart. One student asked a nice question in there. He said, now what do we do? He said, when we were here for the past 6 days, we got like a boost. Now when we go back, how to keep that? How to maintain that? So I was explaining last night or the other night. I said, if a car is stuck, so what do? You get another car if the battery is dead. You get another car and the cables are attached from this battery to that battery. And then you start the engine. So that engine kicks off. As soon as it kicks off, then that car which had the good battery, the fully charged battery, so now they remove those cables. They remove it from both the batteries. But then they tell the driver, keep on raving now. Keep on raving the engine. And drive quickly. And drive a distance so that your battery gets fully charged. So that was the purpose of the battery, which was fully charged, just to kick start the other one. But then the other driver now has to rave. He has to start the engine and he has to move. So this is what we should be doing. That when we get a boost, so now to maintain that momentum, we must continue with those amal and with those actions which caused our batteries to get charged. If it was zikrullah, it was tilawat of the Quran Sharif, it was abstinence from sins, it was good mahol, it was the company of good friends. Now these were the things that caused that battery to get charged. So wherever we are now, of course as students, as I have repeatedly said, that your wazifa is the kitabs. Not long tasbihat, ishraq, chasht, awwabin, that is not for students. If you get the time, alhamdulillah. But all the other things, and the main thing, and that is the abstinence from sins, if you control your gaze, you control your hearing, your speech, and make sure that the friends are those who take us to the right places and don't encourage us to do wrong things. So then that battery will stay charged. So those amal which caused our batteries to get charged, we must maintain that. We must continue with those amal. Otherwise it will go flat again. With zikrullah, this is the purpose, that we warm our hearts with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is, a person sits next to the heater. If it's very cold day, so he sits next to the heater. So his body will get warm. But the moment he moves out from the heater, his body will feel the cold again. When he's sitting next to the heater, it's warm. But when he's moved out from there, then after that finish, he will feel the cold again. And the other one is, where the person is doing exercise and is eating almonds and fish and steak and chicken and eggs and everything, and building his body up and developing that heat within the body. So if he has done that, then wherever he will go, that heat of the body will go with him. Now that heat of the body will go with him. So sitting in the masjid for those programs, you can't be sitting there all the time. Sitting in the khanqah, you can't be sitting there all the time. Sitting in some waz and nasihat programs, you can't be sitting there all the time. Now that is like sitting next to the heater. For a little while you sit there, you get that little bit of warmth. But the nasihats, the waz, which we listen to, now those actions and amal which we will do, where we are told that now you must make sure that you make your namaz properly with jamaat, try to get takbir-e-ula, bring khushu and khuzu in the salat. When it comes to your zikr, then make your zikr with regularity. Fulfill the rights of everybody. Stay away from all kinds of haram actions and deeds. Now all these type of actions, now that is building that body, that heat you build up. so that wherever you go, it comes with you. If you move away from that heater too, but that heat will now come with you, because it is within us. So this is what is lacking in us, that when we are in a good mahol, in a good environment, then we make amal. But the moment we move out, we don't want to change that environment where we go. That environment changes us. Whereas a Muslim is one who changes that environment. Where he goes, he changes that environment. Zamana humko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana humko badal sake ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana humse hai hum zamane se nahi. Zamana khud humse hai hum zamane se nahi. The zamana mustn't change us. That we go anywhere, we say the mahol changes. Mahol, mahol. We're complaining about the environment, environment. So the Muslim should not be complaining about the environment all the time. He should be making an effort to change that environment. And especially the environment within our homes. The environment in our madrasa classes. The environment in our madrasa hostel. We should be changing that environment. Why should we be taking effect? If some students, and in every institution this happens, and presently there seems to be like just one gossip that's spreading like wildfire, that in the Darul Uloom this is happening, Darul Uloom that is happening, Darul Uloom drug taking, Darul Uloom that happened. How many times I have said that if some students are doing something that is wrong, then you will not condemn the entire institution. And always remember that that student who has taken admission into the Darul Uloom, he has come from somewhere. And most of the time they have come from a high school, or they've come from some college, or they've come from very filthy, bad environment. They had no deen in their areas, and then they traveled and went, took admission into some Darul Uloom. So those asatiza, they don't have that magic wand. Repeatedly I'm saying they don't have that magic wand. They don't have that kind of karamat everywhere, that they will just make choo-choo and everybody becomes a waliya kamil. They will teach them, they will educate them, they will pass on the Quran and the Sunnah to them. The talim of the Quran, they will make tafsir, they will give hadith, shara, and those who will be the mashayikh in that institution, they will make the effort to make tazkiyah. Now after that, it just depends on which student really takes it seriously and makes his tazkiyah. But if he doesn't change, if a small percentage of some institution, Darul Uloom, the students don't change, then we will blame those few individuals. We will not blame the entire institution. Again, that example, that one talib ilm, one student, he committed theft in one Darul Uloom. So Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, when the police officer said that you are a student from a Darul Uloom and he's committed theft, he said, nahi, talib ilm hargis chori nahi karta. A student of a Darul Uloom, a talib ilm, will never commit theft. Lekin kabhi chor talib ilm ban jata hai. Sometimes a chor becomes a talib ilm. Haji chori nahi karta. Lekin kabhi chor haji ban jata hai. So many go there for the purpose of stealing. So we have to change that environment. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam ka qissa mujhe to bahut pasand aata hai. Uske andar hum logo ke liye badi ibrat hai aur badi tasalli bhi hai. It is an incident that I have mentioned many times in our majalis too, in our talks and bayans. But because suddenly this talk about mahol and environment came, so therefore it came to mind again. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Where did he call out? He called out in the zulumat, darkness upon darkness upon darkness. As Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in the stomach of the whale or the fish, and there it was the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the night, and the darkness of the stomach of that whale. Three darkness. So which shows that that mahol of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam at that time was a mahol of total darkness. Darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Of course it was not a mahol of sins, but we'll come to that just now, but this was darkness. And in that environment of darkness, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is calling out to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Oh my beloved Allah, لا إله إلا أنت. There is none worthy of worship. There is no ilah. Tere siwa koi maabood hai hi nahi. Tere siwa koi hai hi nahi. Tu hi mera maabood hai. And with that yaqeen, he is calling out in the darkness that Allah Ta'ala is listening right above. He is right in the bottom of the ocean. And he is calling out to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the darkness. La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Glory be to thee, O my Allah. I was of those who did injustice upon himself. I was of those who did injustice. Jisne apne jaan par zulm kiya. Because he left the community after warning them that Allah Ta'ala's azab will come. And he saw the signs of Allah Ta'ala's azab. So he saw they're still not making tawbah and Allah Ta'ala's azab will come now. So he left them before Allah Ta'ala's hukam came, and the whole long story with it. But the point here is this. Of course, that was one ummat. After that, they start making so much of tawbah that the azab was removed. But the thing is, as Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, now he's calling out to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So what did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say in response to Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam's pukar, his call, his faryad? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ne Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam ki jo pukar suni, machli ke pet mein, samandar ke andhere mein, raat ke andhere mein, zulmat upon zulmat upon zulmat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala immediately responded. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. Which means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala heard the call of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah ta'ala responded. Allah Ta'ala removed that distress and that gham, that parashani that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was in. Wo ghutan jo mehsus kar rahe the, wo takleef jo unko ho rahi thi. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that we removed that. We gave him salvation from that. Wa najjaynahu min al-gham. But immediately after that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So now where is this jod of this now? Suddenly, this is how we give salvation, or this is how we give najat from gham to those who are the mu'mineen, who will go on giving. So from this it is deduced that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has mentioned this incident with regards to Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran Sharif as a lesson for the believers until the day of Qiyamah. That the believers who will come until the day of Qiyamah, they too will be experiencing different kinds of gham and different kinds of problems and different kinds of darkness, different kinds of zulumat. So what must they do in all that zulumat? They must do exactly what Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam did. It doesn't mean that they too will have to first go into the stomach of the whale, and then they must go and read that dua. In their gham state, in that fikr they've got, in that problem that they have, in that depression of theirs, in that distress situation of theirs, whatever that gham is, they must call out to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Make rujoo ila Allah. That is the solution. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then give that person salvation. So Hazrat Maulana Dr. Abdul Hay Sahab Rahmatullah Ali says, in the same way, at present, if we have to look at it, everything is a zulmat. Our radios, the programs, our television, the cinemas, the theaters, the casinos, the gambling dens, the prostitute quarters, the July handicaps, the Gunstons, everything you look at it is full of zulmat. The newspapers, the magazines, the novels, everything full of zulmat. Nothing but darkness. Darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Now this young person, college if he has to go, there's darkness. Universities, darkness. Schools, darkness. Wherever there's masiyat, wherever there's sins, then it is nothing but darkness. If we don't have the eyes to see that darkness, then we must blame our sight. The Ahlullah, they can see it. When Allah went into one house, and he said, yahan par is kamre ke andar, mujhe zina ki bu aa rahi hai. He says, mujhe in diwaron ke upar, on the walls, he say, I can see dark smoke. And I'm sensing that there was zina in this room. Now that was the house of a good person. But because it was his murid, so he told him that. He said, mujhe to isme zina ki bu aa rahi hai. Aur diwaron ke upar bhi mujhe zulmat mehsoos ho rahi hai. So he said, nahi hazrat, is ghar mein to alhamdulillah, nobody commits zina. Then they discovered that the television was in that room. And when they heard of Hazrat coming, so they removed the TV from that room, put it away in some other room. So all that zina that was taking place on the television screen, the reflection of that, he saw it on the wall. Now if we don't have that sight, who do we blame? He says, mujhe to is gint. I am smelling zina in this room. Now, no matter how much we deny, but he says, but that is what was happening. Then he said, that's about the only thing that I can admit, that the TV was in this room here. But when we heard that you were coming, so we moved it away from here. Because that is exactly what is happening when the person has got his TV there. What comes on that TV? Sometimes it's drink, sometimes it's gamble, sometimes it is some scene in a church where somebody is getting married. The bells are ringing. Sometimes some temple is coming in there with all the idols. Sometimes it is zina that is taking place there. Sometimes it is prostitution. Sometimes it is adultery and fornication. All those type of filthy things that have come into that room, it has created darkness. Zulmat aagayi us kamre. So now how do we get out of that zulmat? If we want to protect ourselves, or if we want some light and some noor, so then we have to do the same thing. That acknowledge our mistake. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam didn't commit any sin. It was an ijtihadi thing that he believed that now this ummah, the azab will come, so he left and went away. But it was no willful disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as Maududi has written. Na'udzubillah. So what do we have to do? We have to do the same thing what Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam did. He, although he didn't commit a sin, but he's crying out to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Aitiraf-e qusur. Make aitiraf of our qusur and try to change that environment. Those things which are creating that darkness, remove those evils. If we are not going to remove that evil, then the darkness will remain. So darkness and light, both things cannot remain at the same time. We will have to get rid by means of light, the darkness. So it is only our amale saliha that will get rid of that darkness. So most of the times it is within our power to change that environment. We may not be able to change the world, but we have that capacity and the capability and the power and the authority to change that environment in which we are living, our homes, our businesses. We have that. There's nobody forcing us. The government can have legislation upon legislation. Prostitution is legalized, homosexuality legalized, abortion legalized, drugs will soon be legalized too, because already they're saying Dhaka is on the cards to be legalized. So just now everything will be legalized. Prostitution is legalized, everything is legalized. But they haven't forced the Muslim that you must go to the rave club. They haven't forced the Muslim that you must go to the cinemas and theaters and discos, that you must go and sell your iman in all the haram places. They haven't forced the Muslim. The Muslim can change his environment. And when we will change that environment, then it will bring peace in our lives, bring sukoon, something that we are lacking. Everybody is in search of peace. But we are not searching where we should be searching for it. A person was searching for something under a lamppost where there was very bright light. So somebody asked him that, what are you searching for? He said, one coin which I lost. He said, where did you lose the coin? He said, inside the house. So if you lost it inside the house, then what are you searching outside under the lamppost here? He said, no, because there's bright light here. There's a little bit of darkness inside the house. So if there's darkness inside the house, then take a torch and go inside the house, because that's where you will find it, where you lost it. Introduce light into that house, then you will find that precious coin that you have dropped. So that sukoon which we have lost, we have to search for it where we lost it. So our hearts are experiencing the darkness of all these different kinds of sins. So now what do? We either sit and complain about it, or we say, well, now that there's so much of darkness, then why worry about bringing light now? Rather get used to darkness. This is what we are doing. What we are saying is that because there's so much of darkness around, so now why worry about bringing light and introducing light and removing that darkness? Accept the darkness and just think that you are living in a village where there's no lights. There are villages where there's no lights, it's darkness there. So there was light, there was brightness, but now it's gone dark. So now why worry about getting light connected? Get used to the darkness. In other words, accept the sins. So the seriousness of those sins has left our hearts. Gunah ki sangini hamare dilo se nikal gayi. Gunah ko ab hum gunah nahi samajhte. Balki baaz dafa to hum gunah ko sawab aur neki ka kaam samajhte. Allah, sometimes we are considering the sin to be a kind of ibadat. Some years ago, one friend of mine, he came on a Jummah day and he says that, Allah, a certain Muslim brother, so I was desperately in need of some money. So I went to him and he's well known in lending money. So when I went to him for money, then he said, yes, but I will charge you 10% or 11%. So he says, but you are a Muslim. How can you be charging me 10-11% on the loan? He said, well, you see, Allah Ta'ala will never be displeased with me, that I can tell you. Because if you have to go to the bank and borrow, they will charge you 20%, 21%. So if I am charging you half of that, I am doing favor to a Muslim brother of mine. Main ihsan kar raha hoon apne Musliman bhai par. So how can Allah Ta'ala be displeased when you're doing ihsan upon somebody? Na'uzu billahi min zalik. This is what I'm saying. That we have begun to accept that the zulmat, the darkness, and we have begun to justify our sins. This is the most dangerous thing in the life of a salik, the one who wants to get connected with Allah Ta'ala and who wants the nur and tajalli in his heart, and the person who wants the muhabbat of Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then justification of sin, it is the most dangerous thing. rather make i'tiraf of qusur and say I'm weak. That i'tiraf of qusur, inshallah, will make him, will take him high. If he admits it, he regrets, he's ashamed, there's nadamat in his heart, there's tears of shame coming out of his eyes, and he's expressing his helplessness and his weakness, and that, Ya Allah, I'm extremely weak, I can't seem to fight this evil. Help me, assist me, take me out with your power of jazz, make me yours. Now if he's going to do that, then he will rise, then he will come out from that. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraf-e-qusur hai. Kabhi ta'aton ka surur hai, kabhi aitiraf-e-qusur hai. Hey malak ko jiski nahi khabar, wo huzoor mera huzoor hai. Even the angels don't know what heights this person reaches with his tawbah and istighfar and nadamat. The tears of nadamat are so precious that in the night of Miraj, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam with one container. Said, Jibreel, what is in this container? He said, they are the tears of nadamat of your ummah. He said, what effect do these tears have? He said, if I have to put it into the fire of Jahannam, it will extinguish that fire too. So those tears which can extinguish the fire of Jahannam, cannot it extinguish that fire which is burning of restlessness in our hearts? That zulmat and darkness which has brought or lit up a fire of restlessness, the zulmat of sins, fire of restlessness, it will extinguish that. Sincere tawbah, sincere rujoo ilallah. So that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam taught as a lesson, that don't get worried, and don't give up hope in darkness. That no matter how much of darkness we are surrounded by, wherever we walk, there's nothing but fitnas. Fitnas to our right, left, in front of us, behind us, pouring from the satellites above us, onto our television screens. And fitnas from beneath us too. So now, what must a mu'min do? Must he give up hope and say, well, too much of fitnas around? So now, don't make any effort, rather just accept it and become part of the fitnas. So a mu'min doesn't do that. A mu'min and a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he fights. He turns towards Allah ta'ala, he asks Allah ta'ala for assistance, and he makes an effort to come out of those sins. And he makes an effort to change that environment. Slowly but surely that will change. If he starts from his home, it will change. But the problem with us is that we don't want to start from our own lives and our own homes. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Qu anfusakum. First save your souls and wa ahlikum nara. But we not even worried about ourselves and our ahl wa ayal. We straight away want to worry about people 10,000 kilometers away. For those that are on the moon, going to make their Islam. So that is the reason that we can't seem to be getting anywhere. Our whole maqsad is, and our whole gaze is focused on something that's far, far away. Of course, that is part of iman, to feel the pain of any Muslim that is suffering in any part of the world, and to assist him and help him. But that concern for that Muslim, by sending some blankets and sending some food hampers and sending some money, it must not give us that satisfaction that now my Islah has been made. Because what we have done is just taken some material things and sent it away. How can that make our Islah? At the most, it brought one sifat of generosity in us. Understand what I am saying? That most of the times what happens is that a person who is doing some social work, or he's showing concern for some Muslim brother that passed away or became shaheed in Palestine or became shaheed in Iraq, or the suffering of the Muslim Ummah in Bosnia, Chechnya, which is the duty of a Muslim to feel that pain. So now he has assisted and helped in some way. So he takes it for granted that what I have done now, so that is sufficient for my Islah. Now even if there's no namaz in his life, there's no roza and zakat in his life, There's no hajj in his life, there's no akhlaq in his life, and even if he indulges in all the other vices and sins, but we too will give that person great prominence as if his islah has been made. Why? Because he gave a very big contribution for some suffering person. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu ajmain, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, did they not also give? Did they not show concern for the suffering? Did they not part with their wealth? And did they not give abundantly for the needs of the poor, for the destitute, for the orphans, for the widows? Look at how much they gave. Camels upon camels loaded for jihad and other purposes. They used to give in sadqa. But did they neglect their namaz? Did they neglect their zikr and tilawat? Did they neglect their sujood and qiyam? Did they neglect their crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Shedding tears. One ayat of the Quran Sharif kept them awake the whole night. Who? Those people who sent so much for the poor and the needy and the destitute. One ayat and they are crying the whole night. Which sahabi can we talk of who did not tear before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his sajda? And the greater the sahabi, the more he cried. I wish I wasn't born. I wish I was a hair on the body of an animal. I wish I was like the twig. I wish I was a leaf which some animal had eaten. I wish I was like that bird that flies under the trees, eats, drinks. No hisab kitab on the day of Qiyamah. And who is saying this? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anha, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Read the khawf of the sahaba. In fact, while sitting in Makkah Sharif, and I saw those birds going round and round the Kaaba Sharif, I looked at them and I said, Ya Allah, I wish I was like that bird. Make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. Drink the water of Zamzam. Eat some crumbs that some haji has dropped somewhere. Listen to the azan of the Haram Sharif. And get a bird's eye view of the musallis when they are gone into sajda. In reality, haqiqat, bird's eye view. And then one day pass away. And no hisab, no kitab. So show me one sahabi that did not cry before Allah Ta'ala. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na haj. To khushi phir iski kya hai, ke koi gent hai, to koi judge. So this is what the islah. People say, what is this? Talking about islah of the nafs, islah of the nafs. We must make an effort on ourselves. Indeed, we must make an effort on others too. We have been created. We have been sent for Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar. But the barakat in our Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar will come when our hearts are filled with the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we have made tazkiyah of our qulub, then we will go and make nasihat. You see what changes will come in those people. If not, then our own Amar bil Maruf and Nahi anil Munkar will bring pride and takabbur in us, ourselves. We will sit on the mimbar, give a powerful bayan, and our nafs will become elated. Our egos will become inflated. One person must just shake our hands, and somebody must kiss our forehead, and few people must make wah wah, and then see what happens to our nafs. Hazrat Mawlana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, somebody told him, must send that alim who is with you in our area. And we see he's very good and he's very good bayans and he's been in your sohbat quite for some time too. He said, wo chand musafaho ka aadmi hai. He's a man of just a few shaking hands. A few people will shake hands with him, finish. Now when can that person stay clear of riya and ujub? He cannot until he has made islah. Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned that day that of those few shakhsiyat who really impacted on my life and influenced me during my student days, one was Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. And the greatest thing that happened was, we call it a miracle of this time, that Allama Ibrahim Balyawi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Ustaz al-Asatiza, Ustaz of Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, Ustaz of Shaykh of Maulana Fakhrul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was Shaykh al-Tafsir at that time, and so many other Asatiza. He was the Ustaz of all of them, and hundreds of students. And he became bayat upon the hands of his own student, Hazrat Maulana Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayhi. If that is not fanaiyat, then what is that? Look at the tawazu in that. Look at that fanaiyat in that. I mean, which ustad today will become bayat upon the hands of a shagird? This is the lesson that they taught us. Fanaiyat. Man tawada alillah rafa'uhullah. Do you think his respect decreased when he became? Because he saw the qualities in his student in the field of tasawwuf and suluk. So he said that I want to become bayat. So he taught us a lesson. That is tawazu, that is fanaiyat. That kuch bhi ho, dunya chahe kuch bhi kahe, bas meri islah ho jaye. They were unconcerned what the world said, and so many people at that time said, what has happened to Allama Ibrahim? Great ustad of hadith and tafsir and maqul and manqul and everything. Maulana knows he has seen that. Allama Ibrahim Balyawi, kitne badi shaksiyat thi. Now who will lower himself to such an extent? Now if this is not fanaiyat, annihilation, dunya can say what they want, but look at the respect that Allah Ta'ala gave to him. Tonight we are talking about his fanaiyat. Is that not respect? Ye jo hum is waqt Allama Ibrahim sahab rahmatullah alayhi ki fanaiyat aur tawazu is qisse se sabit kar rahe hai, to kya ye wahi rafat nahi hai jo Allah Ta'ala ne unko di ke intiqal ke itne saal baad aaj hum baith kar ke ye keh rahe hai ke what a shakhsiyat he was, that how he annihilated himself and how he made fana of his nafs, that he became bayat upon the hands of his own student in whom he saw those qualities of ikhlas. So yeah, we must show concern for everybody. Even the speaker, he must be first concerned about his own heart, that what is going on inside there. Am I trying to just thrill the audience, or is it with ikhlas that the bayan is being given? Now where will we get this ikhlas? We can only get it from the heart of the Ahlullah.
جس قلب کی آہوں نے دل پھونک دیے لاکھوں جس قلب کی آہوں نے دل پھونک دیے لاکھوں اس قلب میں یا اللہ اس قلب میں یا اللہ کیا آگ لگی ہوگی
دیکھو اٹ سیز اپنا دل کسی جلتے ہوئے دل کے قریب کر دے یہ آگ لگتی نہیں ہے لگائی جائے سو وی ڈونٹ ہیو ٹو گیو اپ دیر از ظلمات آل اوور وی ڈونٹ ہیو ٹو گیو اپ میک رجوع اللہ ویئر ایور وی آر ٹرن ٹوورڈز ہیم اف وی فائنڈ ویکنس شارٹ کمنگ اینڈ وی آر ٹریپڈ ان آل کائنڈز آف فتناز دین ٹرائی اینڈ رن فرام دوز فتناز ایز مچ ایز پاسبل. But we can't be sitting in the masjid all the time. We can't be sitting in the madrasa all the time. This is the place where we have to prepare. This is where all the repairs are done. The engine is made. The car is put into showroom condition. But after that you don't drive the car in the showroom. After the car is put into showroom condition, now the driver says it's in such showroom condition, if I'm going to take it outside in the rain, it will get wet. So therefore, I rather drive it here. Barish mein meri gaadi bhig jayegi. To kya kahega wo usko? Take the car and drive now on the highway. And be alert, be sharp. Look around properly. Look left, right, forward. drive carefully, but then with all that to it, an accident can happen. So if the accident happened, then take it back to the garage for repairs. So in the masjid, in the khanqahs, this is what we do. That for a few days, you make a little bit of effort on that heart, and thereafter take that car, now I'm going to drive on the highway. Now go and invite, give dawat to everybody, make tabligh, go teach in the madrasa, go and make imamat in the masjid, go to the business, go to the profession, go wherever you have to go for the sake of livelihood, but drive carefully. Drive carefully. Don't purposely cause accidents. If somebody does something purposely, how can it be an accident? But although he's driving carefully now, after coming out from the masjid, he was very careful. He made sure he doesn't want to look at haram, doesn't want to listen to haram. He doesn't want to indulge in any haram. He wants to drive his car very carefully. But shaitan and nafs came with a big truck and smashed into him. Accidents. So now get back to the masjid, make plenty of istighfar, tawbah, shed tears, cry before Allah. Allah Ta'ala will make maaf. MashaAllah, mujhe bahut hi khushi hui aap hazrat tashreef laaye. Agarche main bilkul na ahel hoon, aur ye sirf aap logo ka husne zann aur nek gumaan hai. Allah Ta'ala is nek gumaan ko qubool kar le. Aur is nek gumaan ke sadqe mein Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mujhe bakhsh. It's me, dua. The lighter. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyathal mustaghithin, ya rahimal masakin, ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum, ya hayyu ya qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ اے میرے پیارے اللہ او my most beloved اللہ او my رحیم کریم اللہ او my most forgiving اللہ او my most compassionate اللہ او my most caring اللہ او my most loving اللہ او my most beautiful اللہ forgive each and every one of میرے اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں ہم بدکار ہیں ہم مجرم ہیں ہم خطاکار ہیں ہم ظلمات میں گرے ہوئے ہیں میرے اللہ ہم سب کچھ ہیں بندے مگر تیرے ہیں میرے اللہ تجھے چھوڑ کے ہم گندے جائے کہاں او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy from us because of our sins, because of our masiyat, oh my Allah, then where do we go? Who is there for us besides you? There is no other door for us besides your door. There is no other home for us besides your home. Where Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, you become extremely pleased when we beg of you. اے اللہ تو نے خود فرما دیا وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ اُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ اِذَا دَعَا میرے اللہ ہم تیری طرف رجوع کر رہے ہیں اب تو ہمیں معاف کر یا اللہ کب تک اس زمین کے اوپر نافرمانی کرتے رہیں گے How long are we going to remain munafiqs? How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites? Ya Allah, we have committed so much of sins in our lives that we are tired ourselves of sins. Sins have brought us no peace, no happiness, no satisfaction. It has brought nothing but restlessness, anxieties in our lives. But oh my beloved Allah, you are our Khaliq, you are our Malik. اے اللہ تو رحیم ہے تو کریم ہے تو ستار ہے تو غفار ہے
اے رحیم رحم فرما، اے کریم کرم فرما، اے غفار مغفرت فرما، اے ستار ستاری فرما. یا اللہ conceal and hide our weakness, our shortcomings, our sins. We acknowledge, O my beloved Allah, that we are very sinful servants of yours. But O Allah, don't expose our weakness and our sins, neither in this world, nor in the qabr, nor in the hereafter. Mere Allah, ay khuda ee bandara ruswa makun, garbadam man sirre ban paida makun. اے خدا ای بندرا رسوا وکن گربدم من سر من پیدا وکن. یا اللہ forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. میرے پیارے اللہ, when we were committing sins, we looked around to see that nobody was watching us. Oh my beloved Allah, you who blessed us with sight, we considered you to be the only one blind and everyone else of sight. Ha, mere Allah, ye kitna bada jurm humne kiya. Lekin mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Aaj raat hamare liye faisla kar de. Oh Allah, make a decision for us. Aaj faisla kar de. Ya Allah, make a decision of khair for us. Ya Allah, make the decision of our mukammal islah. Ya Allah, make the decision of filling our hearts with your muhabbat and love. Ya Allah, we want to become your walis. We want to become your friends. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want us to come anywhere near. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, they want to drag us into the gutters. They want to drag us into Jahannam. They want to see us suffer humiliation, disgrace. Oh my beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay mere piyare Allah, ay mere Rahim Kareem Allah, ay mere Sattar Ghaffar Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Give us such a bond with you. Give us such a bond with you. Oh my Allah, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us. Amen. Oh my beloved Allah, when two pages are stuck firmly with glue, if we try to separate them, they will tear apart, but they will not separate. Ya Allah, attach us firmly like that with you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if nafs and shaitan try to separate us from you, our heart will tear to pieces, but we will not separate from you. Mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. Hum bahut hi mujrim aur khatakar hain. Lekin mere Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you with repentance. Oh my beloved Allah, something that is dearly beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, even if our sins are like the waves of the ocean, our sins are like the raindrops that fall from the heavens, our sins are like the grains of sand on earth. Oh my beloved Allah, even if our sin is more than your entire creation put together, then to just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. My Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Mere Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains. What is it difficult for you to blow away the mountain of sins? Ay mere pyare Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. You are Kareem, oh my Allah. Kareem is the one who gives without a person deserving. We know we are deserving of the worst of all punishment. If you have to order the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us, Ya Allah, we know that we are deserving of that. If you have to send a gale force wind and destroy us, we are deserving of that. If you have to send flood waters and destroy us, we are deserving of that. But oh my Allah, you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, you like to make maaf. Ay Allah, tu maafi ko pasand karta hai. Ya Allah, saza dena tujhe pasand nahi hai. Ay Allah, aaj raat, agar tune hame maaf kar diya. If you have to forgive us, oh my Allah, in spite of all our sins, if you have to make the decision of forgiveness, no one will question you why you forgave those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor. Ha, mere Allah, hamara kaam ban jayega. We will become happy. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. Ya Allah, you will become happy. The only one that will be displeased will be Shaitan. Ay Allah, agar tu ne hume maaf kar diya, to sirf Shaitan naraz hoga. Ay Allah, hume razi kar de. Hamare piyare Nabi ko razi kar de. Hume maaf kar de. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Oh my beloved Allah, we are spiritually sick and physically ill. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. Ay Allah, our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. We just cannot resist any temptation towards evil, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, aaj raat hamare dilo ka haal badal de. Hawao hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Hawao hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma, dil badal de. Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Gunehgari mein kab tak umr kaatu? Badal de mera rasta, dil badal de. Ya Allah, the Sahaba-e-Kiram were from the Kuffar, from the Mushrikeen, from the Yahud and from the Nasara, and from the Munafiqeen. But when they accepted Islam upon the hands of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, immediately they became radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Ha, mere Allah, kaisa inqilab, thodi si der mein, chand second mein mere Allah, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an ban gaye. Ya Allah, if you could have changed their hearts so dramatically, what is it difficult for you to change our hearts? Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives. Change the condition of our hearts. Take us on the road that goes to Jannah. Ya Allah, take us on the road that comes to you. Ya Allah, put us on the road that goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from the road that goes to nafs and shaitan. Ay mere pyare Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of envy, of jealousy, and of all other haram. Ya Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-e-siddiqeen. Ay Allah, awliya-e-siddiqeen ka qulub hame ata farma. Ay Allah, quwwat-e-jazb se ata farma. With your power of jazb, oh Allah, bless us. We have got no power and strength. Ya Allah, we try but we fail. We make tawbah and break our tawbah. Hum tawbah karte hain aur tawbah ko todte hain. Mere Allah, teri quwwat-e jazb se ab to hame apna bana le. Hamara ban ja aur hame apna bana le. May Allah become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, our children will not be coolness of our eyes. Our homes will not give us comfort. Our businesses will not give us barakat. Ay Allah, we will experience nothing but destruction and restlessness and anxiety. Mere Allah, ab to hamara ban ja. Ab to hamara ban ja. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Koi mujhse puche, main kya maangta hu? Main apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera پہ ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا پہ ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں میرے اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما ڈونٹ لک ایٹ اور ویکنس ڈونٹ لک ایٹ اور سنس لک ایٹ یور شان آف رحیمی اینڈ کریمی یا اللہ مائی بلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہاؤ مچ آف سیکریفائسز ہی میڈ فار اس یا اللہ نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام stood in Taif his shoes get filled with his mubarak blood if our beloved child somebody has to throw a stone and just one drop of blood has to come out we will pull the trigger on his head ay mere Allah how the angels must have witnessed that scene when he goes into sajda intestines of animal put on his back His beloved little daughter says, Oh my father, why are they doing this to you? 3 solid years ostracized and boycotted. The time comes to chew the leaves of trees and leathered for survival. Where Allah stoned in Uhud, he falls down unconscious. He stands whole night in prayer, his feet swell. Ya Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and forgive us. میرے اللہ امت کا حال بدل دے ان پیلسٹائن چیچنیا کشمیر افغانستان عراق انڈیا پاکستان امریکہ یورپ افریقہ میرے اللہ آسٹریلیا سارے عالم کے اندر میرے پیارے نبی کی پیاری امت پریشان ہے یا اللہ وی ایکنالج اٹ از بیکاز آف اور سنز بٹ فار گیو اس اینڈ چینج دا کنڈیشنز گیو ہدایت ٹو دا اینیمیز آف اسلام Open their eyes to the beauties of Islam. Bless them with Iman and Islam. But if they have become obstinate, they have made up their minds, they will never ever accept Islam. And they will continue with the persecution and the torture. And they will continue with the bombing and the throwing of the missiles. And they will continue with the destruction of the life and the property of the Muslim Ummah. Then, my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Allah! ان کو ہلا دے یا اللہ ان کو ہلا دے یا اللہ کاز دی پلینز ٹو کرش یا اللہ سینڈ دی گیل فورس ونز اگینسٹ دیم او مائی بیلوڈ اللہ کاز دی ارتھ ٹو کویک اینڈ سولو دیم اپ یا اللہ پینٹاگن اور امریکہ کی تیری قوت کے سامنے کیا طاقت ہے اے میرے پیارے خدا اگر ہدایت ان کے مقدر میں نہیں ہے ان کی فوجوں کے مقدر میں نہیں ہے تو پھر میرے اللہ تو اپنی غیبی طاقت استعمال کر کے ان کو ختم فرما یو آر دا سیم اللہ دیٹ واز ان دا بیٹل آف بدر یو آر دا سیم اللہ دیٹ واز ان احد یو آر دا سیم پاورفل آل مائٹی اللہ دیٹ واز ان خندق یو آر دا سیم اللہ دیٹ واز ایٹ دا ٹائم آف فتح مکہ میرے اللہ یو ہیون گون ویک ہم کمزور ہو گئے تو کمزور نہیں ہوا میرے اللہ اب ہماری دعاؤں کو سن لے اے اللہ those who are in financial difficulties remove their difficulties bless them with plentiful of halal rizq why should we go towards haram when there's no shortage in your treasures of halal those who have got no children bless them with pious children those who are suffering depression give them joy and happiness those who are weak give them strength اے میرے پیارے اللہ ایک دن مرنا ہے ایک دن اس دنیا سے جانا ہے وی ہیو ٹو لیو دس ورلڈ دا اینجل آف ڈیتھ از گوئنگ ٹو وزٹ ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس وی ڈونٹ نو وے ہی از گوئنگ ٹو وزٹ اس یا اللہ ڈونٹ لیٹ ہم فائنڈ اس ان اے کیسینو ان اے ڈسکو ان اے سینما ان اے تھیٹر ود سم فلتھی میگزین ان آور ہینڈ اور گلوڈ ٹو سم پورن سائٹ آن دا انٹرنیٹ اور اسٹک آن دا ٹیلی ویژن واچنگ سم فلتھی پروگرام اور پاپنگ ڈرگز ان آور ماؤتھ or in adultery or fornication, or in any haram action or deed. Ya Allah, what kind of embarrassment, humiliation and disgrace that will bring upon the ummah. Mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, then take us to Madinah Tayyibah. یا اللہ جتنے بھی دینی کام ہو رہے سب کو قبول فرما، تبلیغ دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، اجتماعات کو قبول فرما، گشت اور تعلیم کو قبول فرما، مدارس مساجد کی محنت قبول فرما، خانقاہوں کی محنت قبول فرما، ہمارے مشائخ کی محنتوں کو قبول فرما، اے اللہ تصنیف و تعلیف کی محنت قبول فرما، اے اللہ all the works of deen that are taking place accept them. As long as it is within the parameters of deen, ya Allah accept them. کام کرنے والوں کو اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما. اے اللہ جب ہمارا مرنے کا وقت آئے تو مدینہ طیبہ میں شہادت، یا اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے روزے مبارک پر، اے میرے اللہ، اے میرے پیارے اللہ، روزے مبارک پر، in the month of Ramadan, in the night of Qadr, standing before the Roza Mubarak with As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Rasool Allah on our lips, As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Habib Allah, As-Salatu Was-Salamu Alayka Ya Khayra Khalqillah, Ya Allah, hamari rooh jhoomti hui tere paas aa jaye, our soul comes dancing towards you. Ya Allah, it may sound like a tall order, but nothing is difficult for you, mere Allah. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Lekin agar wo muqaddar mein na ho, to jahan kahin bhi maut aaye, aisi halat mein aaye ki tu humse raazi ho. Allah, tere ghazab se hame bacha, teri naraazgi se hame pana de. Ya Allah, ye talaba jo aaye, یا اللہ ان کے آنے کو قبول فرما، یا اللہ جن اداروں میں یہ پڑھ رہے ان اداروں کو بھی خوب ترقیات سے مالا مال فرما، یا اللہ ان کے اساتذہ کو قبول فرما، یا اللہ ان سب کو عالم ربانی بنا، ان سب کو عالم ربانی بنا، اے اللہ ان سب کو اور ہم سب کو مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ قلوب عطا فرما، یا اللہ دنیاوی اور اخروی نعمتوں سے مالا مال فرما، ان کی ہر مشکلات کو دور فرما، اے اللہ ان کو صحت عافیت عطا فرما، ان کی تعلیم کے اندر اے اللہ ان کی نصرت اور مدد فرما، اے اللہ جو کتابیں پڑھ رہے ہیں اس کے نور اور انوارات سے ان کے دلوں کو منور فرما، اے اللہ علم پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما، اے اللہ ان سے زبردست دین کی خدمات کو لے لے، اے اللہ سارے عالم کے اندر اے اللہ ان کے ذریعے سے دین کو پھیلانے کا کام لے لے، اے اللہ ان سب کو اولیاء صدیقین کی نسبت عطا فرما دے، میرے اللہ یہ مہمانان رسول ہیں اور ایک حسن ظن اور نیک گمان رکھ کر کے یہاں تشریف لائے، میرے اللہ یہ نااہل ناکارا، اے میرے پیارے خدا بے اہل نہیں ہوں لیکن انہوں نے حسن ظن ظاہر کیا، میرے اللہ ان کے حسن ظن اور نیک گمان کے مطابق اس ناکارے کو بنا دے، اے اللہ اہلیت پیدا کر دے، یا اللہ تیرے لیے کیا مشکل ہے، میرے اللہ ہم سب کو اپنا ولی بنا دے، اے میرے پیارے اللہ، میرے پیارے اللہ ان طلبہ کی جو نیک تمنائیں ہیں اس کو پورا کر دے، اور ہماری بھی جو نیک تمنا ہے اس کو پورا کر دے، یا اللہ you are well aware of the good desires that are in the hearts of everyone that is here, یا اللہ fulfill all their good desires and wishes, یا اللہ fulfill all their good desires and wishes, اے اللہ، اے میرے پیارے اللہ، اے میرے پیارے اللہ، اب تو قبول کر لے، میرے اللہ، my beloved رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم all his life he made duas for us, especially in حجت الوداع with his 124,000 companions. میرے پیارے نبی علیہ السلام نے حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا، رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا، مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا، میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا، حتیم میں نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا تھا، ات ملتزم او مائی اللہ، that معصوم sinless نبی He attached himself to the wall with his hands above his head. His tears wet his ihram, oh my Allah. How much he begged for us there. Ya Allah, Muqam Ibrahim ke piche jo manga, Zamzam ka pani peekar jo manga, Safa aur Marwa ki seedhiyon par jo manga, Mina Arafat aur Muzdalifah mein jo manga, and especially at Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Ha, my Allah, we get tired in 5 minutes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam from Zohar till Maghrib extending his hands and begging for us. Ay Allah, kitna manga, kitna manga. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Our parents with that goodness. Our wives and children with that goodness. And the entire ummah with that goodness.